This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces are battling U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants across Gaza after expanding their ground offensive to its second-largest city, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The heavy fighting further shrinks the area where Palestinians can seek safety and has largely halted the distribution of vital aid. The assault on the south threatens further mass displacement within the besieged coastal enclave, where the UN says some 1.87 million people, over 80% of the population, have already fled their homes. Much of the north, including large parts of Gaza City, has been completely destroyed. Palestinians fear the rest of Gaza could suffer a similar fate as Israel tries to dismantle Hamas, which has deep roots in the territory it's ruled for 16 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres made a rare move on Wednesday to formally warn the Security Council of a global threat from the Gaza war as Arab states seek to leverage that to renew a push for the Council to call for a ceasefire.
The Secretary General urges the members of the Security Council to press to avert a humanitarian catastrophe, and he appeals for a humanitarian ceasefire to be declared.
Spokesperson Stefan Duharik. The U.S. military has announced it is grounding all of its Osprey V-22 helicopters 1 week after 8 Air Force Special Operations Command service members died in a crash off the coast of Japan. The Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps took the extraordinary step of grounding hundreds of aircraft after a preliminary investigation of last week's crash indicated that a material failure, that something went wrong with the aircraft and not a mistake by the crew, led to the deaths of all 8 on board the Osprey. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department has made the first-ever charges under the U.S. War Crimes Statute stemming from alleged abuse of an American citizen detained and tortured after Russian forces occupied a Ukrainian village. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
U.S. officials say the charges follow months of investigation by the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security, who spoke with the victim and also tracked down witnesses to the Russian occupation of the village where he lived. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
As today's announcement makes clear, when an American citizen's human rights are violated, their government will spare no effort and spare no resources to bring the perpetrators to justice.
U.S. officials also say this will not be the last time they file war crime charges connected. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Republican Party senators are blocking the advance of a $110 billion package of wartime funding for Ukraine and Israel, as well as other national security priorities. They are trying to force President Joe Biden to include changes to U.S. border policy. The president warned of dire consequences for Kyiv if lawmakers don't act, but has faced stiff resistance on Capitol Hill. Senate Democrats tried to advance the aid package, but the legislation had no way forward as Republicans vowed to withhold support unless it included changes to U.S. border policy. Zimbabwe's ruling party is reacting angrily to new visa restriction policies, which U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced this week. Columbus Mavhanga reports from Harare.
Lauren Socha, spokesperson at the U.S. Embassy in Harare, told VOA that the new visa restriction policy would affect individuals believed to be responsible for or complicity in undermining democracy. Zimbabwe's August general election was marred by delays and shortages of materials in opposition strongholds. Many observer missions, including from the Southern African Development Community, said the process fell far short of requirements of the country's electoral laws, as well as the regional bloc's guidelines. Columbus Mavhunga, VOA News, Harare.
Police in Las Vegas said 3 people were fatally shot on Wednesday and a 4th person was critically wounded in an attack on the University of Nevada Las Vegas campus. The suspected shooter was also found dead. The attack just before noon sent police swarming on the campus, which is just a couple of miles from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, while students barricaded themselves in classrooms. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.